Welcome to Marketing Wins, How Real Brands Move Forward. I'm Valerie Morris, and on each episode, we dive into real topics with real people about how they're getting their next little or big win in marketing. If you're new to the show, go ahead and hit subscribe on whatever podcast player you are listening to right now. That way, you will not miss a single episode of Marketing Wins. Thanks for joining me today. Today we're going to dive into what we've been calling our super fan framework. And there's really not necessarily any sort of magic to this, but as we talk about it with clients, we talk about it with colleagues, you can see the light bulbs flash and turn on inside people's brains. You can see it in their eyes when they see the dots connecting on how to take what they've been doing in their business and their sales and their marketing and take it to the next level. And it's not necessarily just with rocket science. It's with just some basic principles. The problem is that most people don't think about their marketing in a strategic way. Most people are so scattered in their life. You think about your own life and you're probably going in 50 different directions in any given day. You're probably working through different projects, context switching, you wear a lot of different hats. It's just how our culture is these days, for better or for worse. And so a lot of times people don't actually slow down enough to think about what they're actually doing in their marketing. So in these next few minutes, I'd love for us to dive into this super fan framework and focus on how we can focus on the right audiences for our marketing. And the people that fit those audiences are going to be different for every single business model. It's not going to be the same for every single person. And then from there, you determine the marketing strategy that you need to target that specific audience. The tactics come after. You don't necessarily decide, I'm going to do social media and then figure out how you fit and talk to each of those other audiences. You figure out the audiences first, and then the tactics are what's going to follow. The interesting thing about tactics is that they change on a regular basis. We all know this. Social media and technology, digital marketing tactics, it's all changing at such a rapid pace that if you lock yourself into just one tactic, you lock yourself into something where you are almost stuck. Whereas instead, if you focus more holistically on these three main audiences that you're working with to reach out to, when you focus that way, the tactics can change and evolve however they need to, and it all still makes sense. So let's dive in a little bit. It'll make more sense as we dig into it. So as we were thinking about this, the concept of a sports fan kind of became this metaphor that we hung our hat on. And I'll be honest, I'm not the most sporty person. I'm not overly athletic. However, what I discovered in creating putting all this together is that everyone knows sports. We all kind of have a basic understanding of how sports work. We encounter fans of different sports teams in the airport, at the grocery store, at games ourselves. So we all know how this operates. So we're going to break this down into three different types of fans. And, you know, so forgive us if we're sounding, you know, too into the fan metaphor, but it's one of those metaphors that everyone understands. So the reality is, with your brand, think about a sports team. They're going to have existing fans. They're going to have an existing fan base that has already bought into their brand. They're already out wearing the jerseys. They're already coming to the games. They're already watching your games at home. Those are the people that you want to keep engaged, right? The goal with this audience, you've already won them over. They already know that they love you. They know you. They know what to expect from you. They're there. You just have to keep them there. You have to keep them excited about being a fan of your team, right? And so this is where you are re-engaging, you're engaging, you're interacting You're continuing to provide value to your existing network. These are people that are already aware of what you offer as a company or a personal brand or as a brand. They know you. They've maybe done work with you in the past, and there's opportunities to upsell them to buy more merchandise, to do more services with you. There's an opportunity to turn them into a super fan, which we'll talk about in a second. These are the people that you already have some level of trust with. And this is where, you know, the know, like, and trust factor, these are the warm leads. They already know you. They already trust you. They already like you. They're already a little bit further down in the sales cycle. These are people that you can easily keep on board for future sales opportunities, but you have to market to them. And one of the biggest mistakes I see is that people don't engage past clients. They don't engage their existing referral sources or their existing centers of influence who are going to connect them to the right people. They're not doing the work of networking with the people they already know. The next bucket of fans are new fans. These are people who maybe just moved to town. Maybe it's a kid who's just now starting to understand what it means to be a fan. There's so many different reasons why someone might become a new fan. But as a sports team, that's the goal. You want to have more people out there cheering. You want to provide incentives to get people in the door at your events. And so attracting these new people becomes a strategy. These are the cold leads in your network. And you can attract these people with your own efforts. This is where things like advertising come into play. This is where proactive lead generation comes into play. And there's different reasons why you might do more of this or less of this in different phases of your business. But then we have the third bucket. And this is the super fans. I've heard other people, as we're talking about this, use phrases like advocates, referral sources, your groupies, your raving fans. These are influencers for your brand in the most positive ways possible. These are the people who are going to be out actively telling other people to go seek you out and work with you. These are the people giving your name out. These are the neighbors who are handing out your phone number to their neighbors who need a plumber on the weekend, who need a new contractor to build a new deck or to refinish a basement. You did such a great job with them and their house that they're giving your name out to other people. These are the insurance agents who are referring out contractors. These are the videographers who are giving out your name to their clients who need help building a website. These are the people who are giving your name out to be a business coach because they had such a great experience, or they know you so well that they know you would be a great resource for their friend or their colleague. And this super fan network is your goldmine. This is like the ultimate goal, is to build this network of people who are all out talking about you. And the more you can build up this network, the greater your long-term potential is going to be. Now, the super fans are not always necessarily going to be the people that are out giving your name out the very next day. Sometimes that happens. But the super fan concept is a long-term play where you are building up a reputation and authority in a very specific, known offering. And these super fans will feed your business in the long run. The tactics you do to get cold leads in the door on your own often require more money. This is where paid advertising often comes in. You need the sales, so you have to pay for the leads, and you're paying for them with dollars in ads, or you're paying for them with direct activities that are focused on driving leads. This is a very active focus that leads to short-term results. However, you're going to pay for those results. Your superfan network doesn't necessarily have to pay you in the long run. You can get someone on your team who's going to be a cheerleader and advocate for you that's going to send leads for you for years without you ever having to pay them a dime. But it's not going to happen overnight. And then we think back to that first bucket, our existing network. That's often where our super fans come from. It doesn't have to be, but it's often where it comes from. And depending on your business model, the industry you're in, how you go about building that super fan network can be different. But I'm here to tell you there are so many marketing tactics that allow you to create content to feed and nurture your cold and warm audiences while also giving a boost and showing some love to your super fan framework. We've done this successfully with many clients who want to build up email programs, podcasts, strategic communities like Facebook groups or other Patreon groups that are closed and gated groups. There's a lot of different tactics that you can use to market your brand while also building your network. And this is where the lines between marketing and sales often get blurred, and why your sales and marketing teams really need to have constant communication, because a lot of this approach can be working together between those two departments. So the superfan framework it's not anything crazy. Like when you think about this, like you're like, wow, that makes so much sense. But I'm guessing as you listen to this, you probably walked away with at least one or two ideas of ways that either you're not engaging one of those groups of people or some other ways that you could be. And your marketing efforts can all formulate around where you need to focus your efforts. You might need to focus on re-engaging your existing fans for now. Focus on building super fans might be the secondary focus. New fans, cold fans might be the third tertiary focus. Or you might need to be putting equal effort into all three. Or some other mix of the three. Like honestly, each business is going to have a different mix. And also it's going to change based on how new or old and tenured your business is. What your competition is. What your industry is. All of those things are going to play a factor. And that's where the business decisions are going to help inform how you market. The business goals are going to help drive what fans you need to attract and engage more than others right now. And then once you know that, then you can say, what activities am I doing in my marketing mix that are focused on helping me engage my existing audience? What activities are going to help me drive new people? What activities are going to help me build my network of super fans? And then you determine the actual tactics that you're going to do to market your business. Don't start with the tactics and work backwards. Start from the beginning, knowing who you're marketing to, why you're marketing to, and then you can figure out the what. If you're new to the show, go ahead and hit subscribe on whatever podcast player you are listening to right now. That way, you will not miss a single episode of Marketing Wins.